Our summer concert calendar continues here in August, August 1st, and a summer music series that begins tonight and runs every Tuesday through August within Bloor Street Village and Swansea, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Swansea Town Hall, it's a locally based organization that promotes community building. It features a variety of activities and services for all ages by offering welcoming, accessible, and an affordable space, hosting public services and providing community programming. The Swansea Town Hall Community Center is at 95 Lavinia Avenue in Toronto's Bloor West Village neighborhood. The summer music series there features blues, jazz, classical, and folk concerts this month. It is Pay What You Can and suggest you bring snacks along for the show. It is swanseatownhall.ca, the website. Joining us is Sarah Doucette, Executive Director of Swansea Town Hall, longtime Toronto City Councillor, longtime resident of the Swansea region in Toronto. Welcome to you.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be back on the radio, and it's always exciting to talk about stuff in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about this part of the city, the town hall. You've served this city for many years in different capacities. Why this place? Why this neighborhood?
Oh, Swansea. I've lived here in Swansea for about 30 years. I actually worked at the town hall from 2004 to 2010.
I was wondering if maybe there was...
There's a connection.
Right, a connection.
But then
there.
I decided to run for city council. I was told I would lose the first time. I didn't. So I was city councillor from 2010 to 2018, then worked for a wonderful local organization called Stone Soup Network. And then when the executive director's job came up at the town hall, I applied.
And what do you like about this part of the city, this neighborhood, this region?
We're a community. We look after each other. We help each other. There's a lot of people who try to do things like this.
Yeah.
We actually have a lovely lady named Cara who's trying to start a farmer's market in Swansea area.
That would be nice.
Right now, it's in her driveway. And actually,
start small.
Actually, if you come to our music program, you will see her because she's across the street from the Swansea Town Hall.
I love it.
So she's wanting to get a farmer's market going. We don't have one in our neighborhood. But this is the thing. People just say, I've got this idea. I'm going to run with it. That's what I love about the community. I mean, it's walking distance to the schools, to playgrounds, you know, swimming pools, you name it. We also have a library at Swansea Town Hall. It's one of the smallest in the Toronto Public Library. The building is a community hub. People come and rent space from us. We have programs from pregnant women up to seniors.
So let's talk about music. I can't believe we're into August. Here we are already.
It is only August 1st.
And it is only August 1st. We've been covering summer concerts all season. There's been lots to choose from. What was the thinking here behind this music series? I know there had to be a little break and you got it started before the pandemic and here we are.
So this actually started in 2018 and ran in 2019 before we had to shut down. And the idea was to bring live music to a local venue where it is pay what you can. But thanks to sponsors, for example, Zuma Media is our main sponsor. We obviously will always pay the artists. I would never run a program where musicians or artists did not get paid.
Sure.
So we will be providing them with some funding, but Pass the Hat is always a great way for people to show their appreciation.
Absolutely.
And we have fantastic couple who live on Lavinia, Fraser and Raha, who are my co-hosts. They did the lineup.
They came up with the music.
They came up with a lineup. I gave some suggestions and they go, well, actually, Sarah, we're going to go with these, which is brilliant. I am so impressed with the lineup. I'm so impressed that, can I read who's going to be how?
Let's
on
do
tonight?
It. And we're actually starting tonight, 6:30 p.m. at Swansea Town Hall, 95 Lavinia Avenue. So tell me about Bad Luck Woman and Her Misfortunes.
Well, this is actually the organizers.
Okay.
They thought they might as well start the program off themselves. You have to Google these guys. Their music, it's upbeat, it's brilliant. They play for about an hour and then take a few minutes break. And then they'll be back again, as you say, till 8:30. So they are sort of 50s rock and roll, and it's going to be hopping.
So then we get into next week, and a name I think people will be very familiar with.
So Shakura, I have to say, I know Shakura.
Shakura Saida.
Yep. As a friend. She and I go back to parent council days at Swansea School.
Right.
But
that's community right there.
That is community.
Yeah.
She also performed at a gala I hosted 5 years ago for the Friends of Hyde Park Zoo. She just stunned everyone with her voice and her band. So she's going to be playing on the second Tuesday, which is August the 8th.
Week tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, just a mainstay of the festival circuit. She's played big, big venues throughout the city. And so this is a wonderful chance
to see
her. Coming
to a Swansea town hall, yeah. Our little town hall. I'm so happy.
And then on the 15th, you moved to jazz. And it's Monika Arabic Jazz, and this is a fusion act.
Oh, again, you listen to them. You come and listen live. It doesn't do them justice through computers and YouTube or whatever. So you have to come and listen to them live, yes.
Okay, excellent. And then, you know, we are on Classical FM, and so
exactly.
we would be remiss if we didn't have a little classical ensemble to play. That'll be later this month, a couple weeks away, the 22nd, and this is Bode Arts.
And this is a request from Zuma Media to have some classical. And
Listening
to them online, stunning. They're going to, I don't know if rock the house is going to be the right word.
Sure.
But I think they will be, yes.
But certainly move you, move you with the music. Bode Arts, and that is the classical chamber music offering, if you will.
They're on, quartet.
On August 22nd, quartet that evening. Oh. And then you finish on the 29th, and is it Jer?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe it's Jer. Yes.
Okay.
I know Jer is going to be last, but by golly, he's going to just come on and show us a different form of music. We wanted to cover as many genres as we could, and this is what Fraser and Raha have been able to do for us, which is brilliant. So yeah, come out, enjoy, sing along if you know the songs. We may have some room for dancing. I'm not sure, depending how many chairs we have to have.
Right.
But it's for all age groups. You come, you enjoy, get to know the town hall. Washrooms are provided in the town hall
right.
if you need them.
Drop in, bring snacks, pay what you can, maybe a little something for the musicians.
Yes.
And once again, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. in August, swanseatownhall.ca, the website. You know, since we have you here, I'll just go a little off script. I have to
Why
ask.
Not?
How are you seeing the city these days? You spend a lot of time in council.
I live in Swansea.
Right. there's a change at the mayor's office. I mean, what's your feeling right now? Not a political show, but we're going to ask you anyway.
So I am very happy with the leadership we have in the mayor's office.
Yeah.
I know Olivia personally.
Sure.
Because I know her stepson, Mike Layton, very well. We were on council together. And Olivia understands the people. She understands the city. She has an enormous job ahead of her, though. She's only got 3 years to be able to say, let's bring the city back. Let's put funding where it's needed. Let's bring people off the streets, get them into homes, do more affordable housing, make sure people have food on their tables and they don't have to choose between rent and food. But also the other fun things. There's more to the city. There's other things we should be doing.
It's not just plugging holes, yes.
It's not just plugging holes.
That's
it's
right.
looking at the future. It's putting funding to enhance what we're doing now, not just status quo.
Keep it the great city that it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, make sure our parks are available to everyone, access to everyone, to all of our parks. Make sure people with disabilities can get into the parks. They're public spaces. They must be accessible.
So you are optimistic, but we know there are many challenges ahead for this
city. There are many challenges.
Yeah.
But if everyone pulls in together and everyone works together and doesn't put roadblocks in the way, I think that we can bring our city back to the level it was. We can bring the level of services back to where they were. But we have to put our money where our mouth is, really.
I love it. There it is, Sarah Doucette, Executive Director of Swansea Town Hall, longtime Toronto City Councillor, as you just heard, and a longtime resident of the Swansea region in Toronto. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. This is fun. And I hope you come out to see us tonight and every Tuesday in August at the Swansea Town Hall.
6:30, getting started tonight, and then every Tuesday throughout August, the Swansea Summer Music Series features blues and jazz and classical and folk concerts this month, Tuesdays at 6:30 through 8:30, including tonight, Pay What You Can, and suggesting you might want to bring a snack along, especially if there are some kiddos there. SwanseaTownHall.ca is the website.